Armadoxy for today, the heavens. From the earliest of times, from the most ancient history of the human race, and even before, people have looked up to the heavens, only to stand in awe of its vastness and beauty. It has been the inspiration of poems, songs, and prayers. For many, it has signaled the existence of the Creator, the Prime Mover, or simply, God. Today, we know that a dot in the night sky, what we may have called a star, may in fact be a vast galaxy, a giant stars, or even a black hole, in which great clusters of stars may have disappeared. A gaze up at the heavens, at the endless stars and the movement of those celestial bodies, causes us to wonder and ponder our existence. The fundamental questions of life come from our wonderment. Where did we come from? Why are we here? What is our purpose? Where are we going? One of the sacred texts in the Armenian Church is the book of Ecclesiasticus, or what is called the Wisdom of Jesus, Son of Sirach. It reads as a testament to the wonders of the heavens, and it reads as a prayer. And so I offer this reading today. Listen as the author describes the heavens. I will not call to mind the works of the Lord, and will declare what I have seen. By the word of the Lord his works are made, and all his creatures do his will. The sun looks down on everything with its light, and the work of the Lord is full of his glory. The pride of the higher realms is the clear vault of the sky, as glorious to behold as the sight of the heavens. The sun, when it appears, proclaims as it rises what a marvelous instrument it is, the work of the Mighty One. At noon, it parches the land, and who can withstand its burning heat? The glory of the stars is the beauty of heaven, a glittery array in the heights of the Lord. On the order of the Holy One, they stand at their appointed places. They never relax in their watches. We could say more, but could never say enough. Let the final word be, He is the All. Where can we find the strength to praise Him? For He is greater than all of His works. Awesome is the Lord, and very great, and marvelous is His power. Glorify the Lord, and exalt Him as much as you can, for He surpasses even that. When you exalt Him, summon all your strength, and do not grow weary, for you cannot praise Him enough. Amen.
Apostle.net, Apostolic Evangelism for an Electronic and Expanding Universe.